America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night for starters, 14 catches, 100 yards on 16 targets. And yes, I understand the game went to overtime. 16 targets for Travis Kelce. And you go through and you start taking a look at his last five games and what he's done. I'll let you start here for a second with where he's pacing. And then I think there's a pretty obvious reason why this is happening.
Okay.
Where is he pacing now?
Travis Kelce, 4 weeks ago, was pacing to have 387 yards on the season.
Okay.
Now, 4 weeks later, Travis Kelce is pacing for 925 yards, only 75 short of 1,000. He would only need to average 63 yards per game the rest of the season in order to get 1,000. If he played one less game, let's just say they were undefeated and he didn't need to play the final game of the season, which if they were undefeated, I think he would need 71 yards per game. Travis Kelce's right back on track, man. He's a 1,000-yard receiver again. Problem solved.
Travis Kelce and D-Hop last night combined for 22 catches, 186 yards, and two touchdowns. And what's crucial about each one of those catches for both, but obviously Kelce's part of this, 11 of those 22 were for first downs. Six were on third downs. And that's a big reason why Mahomes was also just so stellar on third down last night. So Kelce is pacing like the old Kelce again. Just like that. And look, just as quickly as it changed, obviously it can change in the opposite direction. But here's why I don't think it will, other than I don't know if I want him getting 16 targets a game. And you're like, why not, Gold? What are you talking about? I worry about his health long term for the season. I want him fresh for the playoffs. So I don't know if I want him getting 16 targets a game the rest of the season, because that concerns me in January. But it's pretty obvious, Cody, why the production is up. We said when early in the season, Rashee Rice was eaten and he was putting up big numbers and Kelce's numbers were suppressed. Yep. And everybody's trying to figure out what's going on. We're like, you know what? Rashee Rice is running a lot of the underneath stuff and he's just younger and quicker. He gets open quicker. He gets to those spots quicker. Well, Rashee Rice, we all know, unfortunately, is out for the season. The last five games, and that includes the first game post Rashee Rice, right? The first game when Rice got hurt was 7 catches, 89 yards on 9 targets. Since then, 9 catches, 70 yards on 10, 4 catches, 17 yards on 5.
Quiet one.
Yeah. 10 for 90, a touchdown and 12 targets against the Raiders, and then what we just mentioned, 1,416. And that's not a coincidence. Like, one, Rashee Rice injury. Two, those last two games, I know it was limited snaps last week, but DeAndre Hopkins. You have a number one receiver that garners attention.
That doesn't do the same job as you. And maybe that does matter. And I see a lot of people being like, the working fan theory is he's risking it all, his body, because he doesn't care. He knows he's retiring at the end of the year. So he's just going to throw caution to the wind. I think this is just who Travis Kelce is. For anybody who wrote Travis Kelce off too early, bad news. You were wrong. He is fine. I don't think, and this is the part that I disagree with on people, because even the people who are defending his recent performance are like, yeah, but it just looks harder. No, it doesn't.
Oh, last night didn't look hard.
He got hit hard a couple of times, but it did not look hard. It didn't look like Travis Kelce was having to work for those catches. That's what he was having to do early in the year. You're like, damn, even that 5-yarder kind of sucked. Like, it felt like you were having to, like, night and day difference from what I'm used to seeing. I don't know why he started slow. Part of it is probably the Rashee Rice thing. I think part of it is because they switched offensive tackle 2 weeks into the season and they needed to use him in the blocking game and they didn't have a real sense of it. And I think part of it is now that they've reinvented themselves with the absence of all the wide receivers, guess who they decided to circle their offense around again when they had to reinvent? Travis Kelce. I think what you're right is like even more so than just he runs the same routes is. Clearly now, in retrospect, they spent the offseason making the transition. The transition was, our offense is not Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce like it's been for 10 straight years. Our offense is now Patrick Mahomes and Rashee Rice. We've made the transition to the younger player who can handle the workload, and we love it, and it was fine because it was working great. And now they're having to transition back to, nah, it's around Travis Kelce. And then now you're seeing the results of that. I still think he would have finished with like 900 yards or whatever, even with Rashee Rice around. He'd have found his. Yeah. They'd have kept locking in on Rashee Rice. But the fact that they're locking in on him now and he's still going for 14 catches, 100 yards on 16 targets a week after he went 10 for 90 and a touchdown. Woo! Woo! I mean, goodness, he's back to full form.
He is. There's part of me at this Sunday against Denver. Now it's a short week, and after that workload, that I'll be fascinated to see
what's his over under.
What his over under is, but also like what's the target share? What's his snaps like?
Sure.
Like it would not surprise me on Sunday if we see Noah Gray more involved. Just because like that's a, I don't care how old you are, but that's a last night overtime game, physical game, that many targets, ton of snaps. Like that's tough, man.
Yeah.
That's tough. Like that still is reality. So when he's healthy and fresh, we've seen what the production can be. Nobody should doubt that anymore. I just want to keep him fresh. that's my only thing later on in the season. That's my only hesitation with anything that's going on the last 2 weeks in terms of volume.
Well, especially because you know there's not a bye week coming.
Not another bye. That's why the number one seed is so important. Get the number one seed so you know for sure you have the 1 week bye in the wild card weekend to where he's good to go. We all know he looked like a Hall of Fame tight end in the playoffs last year after not a great regular season by his standard.
In the dream scenario, that he gets 2 weeks off. He gets to take week 18 and the first week that they're off because they've locked it up before the final week of the season, which we don't know. Right now, there are two other teams in the AFC with only two losses. So the Chiefs only hold a two-game lead currently on that spot, and the Bills have had to play an extra game and still only have the two losses, so they're actually only a game and a half back at Kansas City. And the Steelers have played the same number of games, but the Steelers aren't getting the one seed, man.
Yeah, and look, you know, he was obviously feeling good about his performance. Also, it helped that Jason Kelce, of course, was on ESPN last night, part of the broadcast. They even got Travis to come out of the locker room, walk across the field, and join them on set after the game. That only happens because Jason Kelce was set. But this was Travis Kelce talking about having DeAndre Hopkins on the team and what that's doing for everybody.
I mean, I said it already, he's a swag champ, and that just brings up, that just juices everybody, and it gives everybody confidence. It gives everybody the ability to just play free and trust the guys next to him. And, you know, I was feeling like the old head for a while.
Yeah.
You know, but D-Hop being 2013 draft class as well, we've been able to relate to each other in that regard. And on top of that, it gives Pat somebody he can trust, you know? That's right, baby. Hop is in the building.
The touchdown on the goal line, is that something that Patrick checked to at the line? It looked like it. My guy Stan Presti was at it. If you talk to him, ask him. It looked like something at the line of scrimmage. They just it looked like a check.
No, it was all a part of the play. I think Pat might have been calling out where the offensive line was going to in terms of the protection and stuff. But on top of that, I mean, it looked like they were just on the same page, right?
Uh-huh.
And D-Hop has been right on time every single time. And right now, Pat is playing out of his mind right now. And Coach Reed's dialing those things up.
So that was Travis with SVP last night on ESPN. And yes, Patrick Mahomes was sensational last night. You look at his numbers for those that haven't watched as much and they've only been into the box score. They can't even complain about that last night. You know, we've been discussing how he's made game-winning plays. Maybe the stats haven't been there the last couple weeks. Last night, the stats were definitely there for one Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and D-Hop, the biggest reason for that, obviously, and what they were able to do.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.